course, if you haven't heard the news today, and Kurt knows all about the news today, the State Board of Education at a meeting today suggested that they were no longer going to allow alcohol sales in Boise State's Huddle program, which is in the Kevin Williams indoor facility. And at the University of Idaho, they had a fan zone area outside of the dome. It doesn't affect the Stickle Sky Center alcohol sales, but it does affect the alcohol sales that if you provided a non-student ticket or just a ticket, you could get into the Huddle area of the Kevin Williams and be, you know, have a beer. Kids could play games. There was radio station promotions in there. There were televisions. There's food. And there was warmth for some of the late kickoffs. And so now the State Board has said, their words from talking to the State Board of Education spokesperson, Blake Ude, is that they don't think it's appropriate and they're concerned about the safety of the event. So, Kurt, was this on the docket and you guys knew this was possible, or what was the university's approach to going into today at Idaho Falls State Board meeting?
Well, we knew it was possible. Obviously, we've got to go to them each year for permission with the Stickle, as we do every year. And we're actually required to give a summary of the season in the Stickle, and then in this case, the Huddle last year. And that basically is just a report of, you know, what we do, how we go about it from a security standpoint. You know, obviously make sure that they're aware if there are any problems during the year in either one of those facilities. And, you know, I think it makes them feel better if they know what was going on during the season. I don't know how many of them actually come to one or two or three or six games or whatever. So we've got to give them an overall summary report of what happens during those events, and that's what we did. And then we basically submitted the same request that we submitted last year. But there's always a possibility that, you know, they change their mind or they want to go a different direction. And I was a little surprised by the final decision. I'm not going to lie there. But as I said in the statement, you know, they make a lot of the decisions for us, and we got to respect it and move on. And that's what we'll do.
In those reports, or that report that you gave the State Board, you know, the information did come out today, but more detail maybe from you. Was there any incidences? Was there one? Was there 10? Was there a lot? Was there many? I don't know if you count them. How would you classify the safety inside those two facilities during the football season?
We didn't report any incidents. So that much I do know. Yeah. And, you know, we go to great lengths in there. There's rules and regulations and policies that we got to follow in terms of, you know, checking IDs and making sure that people that are serving alcohol are tips trained, and the security process of getting into those facilities, as you guys know. You know, come to a football game these days is like getting into Fort Knox, and
right. That
is for the safety of the patrons, and so we can certainly appreciate that. But in what we provided to the State Board, there were no incidents in the Huddle this past season.
So we have no incidents. I don't know what kind of reasoning, you know, you guys have to be given other than they're the boss, this is the way they say it is, but they seem to leave the door open to a written invitation. And how is a Stickle Sky suite holder invited to use the bars right now?
Well, when we first built the facility, you know, back in 2008, one of the things that we talked about when we approached the board for approval was that we thought that people up in the suites and the loges and the club seats who were playing, you know, paying high dollars, Jeff, you've been up there, I think, since we've been open. So you know
yes. How
much it costs to go up there. So we felt that it was important to at least offer the opportunity for someone to have an adult beverage. And so they were aware that that was going to be a part of our sales pitch. And, you know, when you go up there, that's not your typical fan painting their faces, you know, watching every play. That's more of a corporate, fun, visiting environment where, you know, people are networking and taking care of their clients. So it's a completely different clientele up there than you might have in the normal stadium. So that part of it was really a big part of what we brought to them in terms of being able to sell the inventory up there. And for the most part, you know, over the, 8 years now we've been open, we've been very fortunate. We haven't had a lot of incidences. When we do, obviously, people that get out of hand are removed immediately and sometimes not welcomed back. So I guess, you know, I don't want to get into really why they decided what they did. They made the decision. Obviously, they were uncomfortable with how we were going about it in there. And I think I want to clarify one thing. They didn't come back and say we can't serve alcohol in there. It was more about how you get into the facility. And so this past season, if you had a game ticket, you could come in unless you were a student at Boise State. We didn't allow students in there.
Even 21-year-old students.
No Boise State students were allowed in the huddle this past season. And so the imitation, I think probably for us, that's where we've got some work to do. We've got to probably come up with a plan where we can present to them that, this is what we'd like to do using the imitation process, whatever that might end up being. And we've got to just have some clarification on that. And that's what we'll work on over the next 2 weeks. And once we get that information and we decide that we're doing something that the board is comfortable with, then we'll make a decision on whether or not we move forward with the huddle.
Ask the AD with Kurt Apsey on Sports Radio The Ticket. This is your FM home for Boise State football. Chaos and Prater. Don't forget, Zamzos Thrive brings you Idaho sports talk. It stays in the soil. It's only absorbed as it's needed. Thrive at Zamzos.
All right, the follow-up to that is, I agree with your answer, but I'm still stuck on this invitation thing. And now there's basically three different policies at a Boise State football game. You can drink legally in the parking lot from 10 o'clock to 10 o'clock. You can drink legally in the skybox. And neither one of those are invitations only. The whole word invitation, it's just bizarre to me. And I know you don't want to poke the bear. And I know you're going to go back to them with a plan and hopefully figure this out. But there has to be a lot of fan frustration, which is probably high on your priority list these days, is to fix that fan frustration. The word invitation, help me interpret that a little bit more.
I probably have to gain a little bit more knowledge on what that exactly means. That's a past policy. And so when alcohol is served on campus in order to purchase it, at an athletic event, there's got to be either some type of invitation or maybe some type of giving level or what kind of inventory you own. And so I think it's probably a combination of all those things. We'll figure this thing out. And the huddle, I thought, was great for us. And I thought it was building some momentum towards the end of the year. But at the same time, the board here in Idaho with Boise State has to be comfortable. And we'll work with them as best we can, and we'll make a decision once we know which direction we can go on whether or not we try to do this again next year.
Kurt, so was the huddle a moneymaker?
Not really. It's a cost for us. It's not a big cost, but after we've sold some sponsorships in there, but we've got costs to put it on. We've got to lay a floor down. We've got to have security. We have to have people serving food and pouring the beverages and all that kind of stuff. So it probably costs us about $10,000 or $15,000 a year to put it on. I don't think we look at it as a moneymaker. We have so many challenges with getting our fans to come to these games, especially when they're at 8:15, 8:25, 8:30 or whatever. And we're really just trying to, create a fan environment so people will keep coming. And I think it's important that we try to find a way to keep the huddle moving forward, because I think that that's just another way for us to say, hey, fans, there is something here other than just the football game. And if you don't have a place to tailgate or you don't have friends in the parking lot and you just want to come and hang out somewhere before you go to the game, I think it's important for us to try and really make sure that we can get this thing going. And so, it's not over yet. We're going to work very closely with that board to make sure that we understand and clarify what the invitation part means. And we'll go from there.
If you're a beer drinker, if you need to have a beer at a college football game, you're either probably in the premium seats or you're out in the parking lot tailgating. The last place a lot of these guys would go to is the controlled environment, this family-friendly controlled environment. Mm-hmm. You also use this for halftime and hot chocolate and making sure people are warm and all that kind of stuff. Right. Whether there's alcohol or not, and I'm assuming if you lost a little bit of money this last year, and you take away alcohol, you'd lose a little bit more. Will you find a way to keep the huddle open even if there isn't alcohol this season?
Well, when it starts to come to, spending too much money to do it, I mean, we've got to be frugal as well. And
sure,
So we're going to have to take a look at that. I mean, putting on the huddle and allowing people to go in there with a game ticket, which is what the board doesn't want to see, would obviously prevent us from serving alcohol in there, and revenue would certainly dip down. So we would probably have to come up with a plan to try and either maybe sell some more sponsorship, get some companies supporting that, or I don't know, maybe you charge people to get in there. But if we do that, I think that's probably going to be a challenge for us as well. So we haven't combed over all of the opportunities that are out there for us to take advantage of, and that's what we'll do over the next couple of weeks and move on.
Go ahead, Peter.
Well, I was going to say, I think the state board thinks that they're kind of jumping in on a national a national wave of trying to protect student athletes, trying to protect this kind of stuff. I heard the state board today say that they're going in that direction when I think they're going in the complete opposite direction. I think more and more stadiums are selling alcohol. We know half the Mountain West teams now are selling alcohol. New Mexico added it this offseason. Ohio State has a ridiculous open campus or open stadium policy now. I read yesterday that the College World Series is serving beer in the stadium this year. It's the first time the NCAA is serving beer in an open stadium at a championship event. The momentum is clearly going in that direction, one, because I think that's what the consumers want, and two, it's a nice revenue money producer. Do you feel like that the state of Idaho is not keeping up with the momentum around the rest of the country and the NCAA and what they want to do? I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
What the hell kind of, I mean, geez, Grader.
I'm sorry.
I mean, what has gotten into you?
Kurt's smart enough to answer that.
You can't answer that.
We are behind the times.
No, I can answer it. I think that there's two ways of looking at that. I mean, I think at some point does that happen in Idaho? I don't know. Is it something that the board is going to feel good about? You know, just because everyone else is doing it doesn't mean we got to do it. And so I tend to not try and to think that way. This is a little different, though, because what you're talking about, Mike, is actually serving beer in the stadium to the general admission ticket holder.
Yeah, let's do it. That's, hopefully soon.
That's a heck of a lot different than, you know, having an enclosed environment where you've got security everywhere. And
sure,
so
sure.
I think that's hard to that's certainly not what we're trying to do. And to be honest with you, even though a lot of people are doing that, I'm not overly comfortable with going down that path, at least at this point anyways. And so, in terms of being behind the times, if it gets to a point where we're going, hey, we have got to create other ways to generate revenue and, you know, our president's comfortable with it and we are, and we've got some people in this community that are asking the question about maybe going down that road at some point, you know, I could see us looking at something like that, but I think that's a ways down the road and we're probably just going to try to get past this hurdle first and then move on from that.
Kurt, quickly, when I talked to Blake Ude, he said that Boise State reported their highest average for the huddle pregame was an average of one beverage per person sold through the huddle.
That was in the Stickle, actually. So,
that was in the Stickle.
Yeah, that's one beer per patron in the Stickle. In the huddle, it was actually one beer for every almost 2.5 people in there.
Because there's kids and families,
exactly.
All that kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah. But now, that doesn't mean that someone's not coming in there and having four beers, but
right.
We averaged about 1,400 folks in there every game. We had a much bigger crowd for Washington. I don't know if you guys remember, but there was a big windstorm, and
right.
You know, we just had more people in there that game, plus it was a packed house as well. And so it's about one to every 2.5 people that walk through.
And Kays, and Kurt, you can close your ears for this part, but Kays, if you and your rich boys are averaging one beer per football game, you ought to be embarrassed.
That's embarrassing. Yeah. He didn't say vodka. He said beer.
We don't serve vodka in the huddle. Let's make sure that's clear.
All right.
Embarrassing.
Only,
well, so.